blonde hair, sunglasses, and the Make My Day attitude, though the actor playing Ventura has done little to try to imitate his speech.
We can do it! Don't let anyone tell us we can't! It's time to take politics away from politicians!
If you like professional wrestling, chances are you'll love the Jesse Ventura story. The movie Ventura is a likable guy, rebellious but hardworking, flamboyant but dedicated to fans, a reluctant politician, battling the evils of big government, career politicians, and business officials. But as critics have already pointed out, Skip Humphrey and Norm Coleman are played as one-dimensional politicos and look nothing like the real candidates. The movie has Humphrey living in a mansion. The Minnesota Capitol resembles a sinister castle. And according to Republican Party Executive Director Tony Sutton, who caught a sneak preview of the movie, there are other errors.
The inaccuracies are in such a way to make his campaign appear to be very unsophisticated, very grassroots. Looked like, according to the movie, he shot his commercials himself with Dean Barkley doing the voiceovers. And, of course, that wasn't true. They hit one of the top ad agencies in Minnesota and in the country.
The movie's more or less positive portrayal of Ventura's life omits some of the racier details contained in the governor's autobiography, which Ventura will be hawking around the country next week. Political scientist Chris Gilbert says the timing of the movie can only help sell Ventura's book.
And here's what really is, on the surface, a very interesting story. I mean, my goodness, how did any state elect somebody from such a non-traditional background to be their governor in a race that had two people who had pretty good credentials themselves to be governor? That in and of itself is kind of intriguing, and NBC needs an angle. And the angle for most people is Jesse Ventura was a professional wrestler who was elected governor.
Ventura's appearances on Letterman and Leno prove he's a ratings phenomenon. What better time than May sweeps month to broadcast a movie about Ventura's life? The local NBC TV affiliate, Channel 11, is capitalizing on the movie. The news department is producing an hour-long special, which will run prior to the movie. Care TV's news director, Tom Lindner, says Jesse sells.
We suspect there's going to be a natural audience interested in the governor, and why not take advantage of that and give it a good hard news perspective?
Lindner says the news special will separate fact from movie fiction.
I think people need to realize what it is. It's an entertainment show. It's not a documentary. It's based on a real person in real times, but it doesn't follow the real script.
And it doesn't have the endorsement of the governor, who's been uncharacteristically silent on the subject. About a week ago, NPR asked Ventura about the movie, and the governor responded by pursing his lips, shaking his head, and refusing to speak at all. But the actor who plays the governor in the movie, Nils Allen Stewart, himself a pro wrestler, appeared on Care TV's Local Today show and said he's convinced that Ventura will approve.
I'm sure that once he sees the film, he's going to like it. I don't know if he'll say that publicly, but privately he's going to enjoy it.
It won't hurt that the movie's producer, John Davis, is an old friend of Ventura's, according to Randy Adamsick of the Minnesota Film Board, who accompanied Ventura to L.A. for the Oscars.
What John Davis really wanted to assure the governor and did in their meeting that weekend over Oscars weekend in Los Angeles was that he wanted to assure him it was going to be a very respectful portrait.
Adamsick says what bothers him most is that the movie was shot in Toronto, not Minnesota. He doesn't think the movie's dreadful reviews will have much long-term impact in Minnesota. Entertainment Weekly gave the movie a C- and called it mawkish. Overall, Adamsick says Ventura has been great for the Minnesota film industry.
You know, our work at the Film Board is all about bringing attention to the actors and the crew and the locations and the things we have to shoot here in Minnesota. So, you know, we've always had a good product to sell. What we've needed is visibility, and Jesse clearly brings us visibility.
He also brings embarrassment, according to the Republican Party's Tony Sutton, who says important questions about politics and entertainment are never addressed in the movie.
You know, what is public policy and politics, and what is entertainment? And Jesse has blurred the line, and maybe that's what people want, is an entertaining government. Government is boring, is tedious, and it requires time and attention.
And what of those who voted for Jesse Ventura? Low production values aside, they may like the movie, according to political scientist Chris Gilbert.
and there's some truth in interpreting the Entura victory as sort of a populist, not uprising, but a populist victory, a victory for the common, ordinary person for whom politics is remote and kind of tainted. So a movie that shows that side of Jesse, there is a semblance of truth there, and again, it kind of fits in the what I think will become the mythology when we look back on this 20 to 25 years from now about the Jesse Ventura governorship in Minnesota.
The American dream still rocks!
The Jesse Ventura Story airs on NBC Channel 11 in the Twin Cities at 8 on Sunday evening.
We did the impossible! We shocked the world!
For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Mary Stephens.